WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
WA8MAC reconnected to the Central Michigan Hub, Mount Clemens, N8WRO cleared.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is KFA FKA Captain. KF8FJH, this is KF8DPZ. I read you loud and clear. Sounding pretty good there.
Oh, okay. I remember you, actually. Aren't you the guy with the Motorola ATX 6000 or the 8000? Sorry about that, but I forgot your name. My bad. Back to you.
No, that's not me with all that expensive equipment. That was someone else you're thinking of. I'm the guy who lives 3 miles away from you and is willing to give you a ride to the meetings.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Well, usually I have a hard time making it to this computer, but instead of buying an antenna, I made a custom antenna. I have like so many rubber duck antennas, so I snipped the top of one of them off. I hooked up one wire, you know, and I let that wire go outside to a piece of metal on my house, and I ended up having the other piece of the wire that's going to from the radio to the other piece of metal on my house. I have the other piece of the wire attached to my gutter, so it's working. It's working really good. Tell me, I mean, it's just a thing I've done, so I figured I'd try it to see if it works. This is KSA SJH. Back to you.
Well, it is certainly working. You sound a whole lot more understandable than you did a couple of days ago. The only thing you got going on is there's some popcorn happening, you know, popping staticky type noise happening in the background, but it's not enough to worry about. Everything sounds good.
That's good. Speaking about the meeting that we had on that you guys had on the 15th on that Thursday, the reason why I wasn't able to come, my mom was going to take me, you know, and my dad had bowling that night, so he couldn't take me, but I was going to ask my mom, but she ended up being sick, so that's why I couldn't go, unfortunately. But I was super sad about it. I was like, oh man, this sucks. But yeah, it is what it is, but I'll try it. I tried a couple times, like a couple days before the meeting, just to go on here and talk to see if I can find you, but you are the guy that offered to give me to the meeting because you're only a couple miles away from my house. But I was trying to find you on this frequency a couple days before the meeting, that way I could, like, just contact, because I still got to do that, number thing. I told my dad, you know, call this number, and he said, no, it's the emergency number thing. And, you know, that's what I told him. But if you don't mind, you know, I have to find another way to, I'll try to find another way to contact you instead of the radio, if you're okay with that. This is KSA, SKA, back to you.
All right, copy that. You're familiar with QRZ, where you can look up call signs and things like that?
Actually, I'm not familiar with it, but give me 1 second. I'm going to be standing by for a second. I'm going to go grab my phone so you can tell me the website to put in. Okay, I'm back up my phone now. I can type in the website. I'm not going to be able to, if you could spell it out to me, that'd be perfect.
All right, good, copy. The website you're looking for is QuebecRomeoZulu.com.
Okay, I just got on it. I see a whole bunch of different, boxes that he has for radios and stuff, but I got a search call sign. Look here, search my call sign. Okay, go ahead.
All right, now here's my call sign. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu.
Okay, I think I found you. It says, hold on, right here, look up. Yeah, I think this is it right here, yep. Oh, it shows, like, you have mobile radios and stuff like that. Oh, okay. Alright, I think I found it, yeah. It shows, like, information about you and the antennas of the radios you're using and stuff like that.
Yep, that's it exactly. Also, it should, under where you see my call sign and my name and my address, there should be a line underneath it where it says something about an email address. I think you have to be a member, and the sign-up is free. I think you have to be a member in order to view the email address, but my email address there is valid. You can use that to contact me because that comes straight to my phone.
Okay, I'm looking for your email on here real quick. I think you have to scroll down towards the bottom because I didn't see your email yet. I'm not sure if I'm missing it, but I'm looking for it. Yeah, I don't, I mean, it tells me, like, all this information about you, how you have your, like, what picture. I see a couple pictures of, like, an antenna and, the radio you have, like, a mobile radio, and, it says you, for DMR, I carry a DM32ZD. Back to you.
Yep, that's pretty accurate. But when you're looking up the top left side, what you see is you'll see my call sign, and then my name, and then my address. Now, there should be a line immediately below that that says email. If it's not there, it's because you're not a member and not signed in.
Oh, you know what? That's probably exactly why I can't see anything about you. So I'll probably, let me log in real quick or create an account, something like that, and then I can try it again. Back to you.
Yep, that's pretty much the thing. Once you create an account there, and like I said, it is free. You may have to provide them a PDF copy of your ham license. I'm not sure about that. But you can sign in, you create an account as a ham member because you have a license. And then once that happens, if you look my call sign up again, like I said, there'll be a line under my address that says email, use mouse to view. When you hover your mouse over it, it'll expose the email address. And like I said, that address is valid. It comes straight to my phone.
Okay, I'm signing up right now because it says I have to sign up for our URG account. I just got to put my call sign in and I got to sign up real quick. But we'll see how long that takes. But I'll be here listening, and I'll let you, if you want to stay listening, I'll let you know when I get into it and stuff like that. Back to you.
Yeah, copy that. I will be around. I usually have the radio on. I've got it on this frequency. And so I'll just be waiting for you to let me know when you've gotten signed up and have found my email. KF8DPZ.
Okay, this is KF8SJH. I logged in with an account and I looked you up. I see everything right here, and I see your email too. So I'll have when my dad gets home from work, usually he'll get home from work around 4 o'clock, from 4:30. So when he gets home today, I'll ask him to send you an email letting you know, like, just in case he can take me next month or anything like that. But yeah, I don't really know too much yet, but I gotta wait for my dad to get home before I can have him email you. So that's it for now.
Alright, I got all that. Yeah, I'll just, you know, like I said, my phone will blow up when the email arrives. I'll know about that. So far so good.
That's good. You know, one good thing today, though, is I was able to... The reason what made me think about building this, like, in kind of thing, having a wire, because all I did was literally just, like, cut off the tip of the antenna, you know, and hook up a wire, and let that long wire go outside all the way to my gutter. I mean, my gutters to my house, and that was a big piece of metal, so... I'm surprised that it's working the way it is right now, and I'm glad it's working good, because I always had trouble getting to the repeaters and stuff like that. But yeah, this is KF8FKH. Back to you.
Hey, are you BLX comment?
Go ahead, KF8BLX.
Yeah, FKH, one thing you want to watch out for, though, is I don't know what that's doing for your SWR, but if it's proven against, it's probably making it pretty high, so it's not good for the radio. If you talk on an SWR that's too high for too long, you're going to blow the finals out on that radio. Just a thought.
Do you think I could, I'll probably have to make sure, will the radio feel, like, super hot if it's, like, high SWR or something like that? Like, will I notice the radio get super hot, or is it just going to do something bad for the antenna or something like that? Because all my connections are strong. I have the top, I have a rubber duck antenna that I cut a quarter off of it, and there's a little spring inside of it that I, and then I stripped the, just the wire, and I hooked it up to it and basically soldered it on that spring. And then I have the other end, I got a little out, I have that wire going all the way outside from my house into my backyard, and I have, there's a little hole in my gutter, there's a little hole in it, and I wrap the, and I push the other side of the wire through that hole and wrapped it around tightly so it had a strong connection. So that's what I'm using, but notice like anything with my radio, if it's high SWR or something like that.
Yeah, it does tend to get hotter faster if it isn't a high SWR. I'm going to assume you don't have any kind of testing equipment as far as an SWR meter goes. But antennas are tuned by length. So your standard dual band antenna optimal length is only 19.5 inches. So what you've done is added a whole lot of length to that antenna that you clip the top off of. So that's why I'm concerned about where the SWR is. Like I said, sometimes you can get away with it, sometimes you can't. I would keep an eye definitely on the temperature of the radio, especially if you're talking on it a lot.
Okay, that's something I'll definitely keep an eye on. Like right now, the radio is a little warm, but not as hot as it usually gets. I mean, it's warm in my hand right now, but when I'm usually talking on a regular antenna, a regular stock antenna, it doesn't get any hotter than this right here. It's not any hotter. Usually, with the rubber duck antenna, it'd get hotter, but I haven't been on my radio long enough to know. Like, it's not really hot enough yet. It's only fairly warm right now. This is KSA-SKH, back to you.
Yeah, please just keep an eye on it, especially if, you know, you do a lot of talking and you get long-winded. Any radio is going to get warmer the more you talk on it. That's just a given. Have you tried seeing if you can get into the repeater on low power so that you don't have to run it on high? If you can get to the repeater and still sound the same on low power, then I would advise that too.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. You know, I'm looking at your thing right now. Is it a handheld? I'm just assuming it's a handheld. It says GN-32 UV. You said you carry it when you have an antenna and power cord for it and stuff like that. But I'm curious, is that a GN-32? Is that a golfing radio?
Yeah, the DM-32UV, that's the one you're looking at. Those are Balfine radios, and that is kind of their latest and greatest. I have a couple of them, and they work very, very well. They started out having some major glitches in their CPS and their firmware, but they seem to have gotten most of those fixed. Still has a little couple quirks in here and there, but nothing major now. And like you said, I use two of them, and those are also digital radios, so you'd be able to get into your digital aspect of your license. But yeah, it's a good radio. That would definitely be a good upgrade for you. And you have a few more options, but I would suggest just getting, I mean, even just a cheap. Like, you know, just go on Amazon and find the cheapest dual band magnet mount antenna you can find. And put it on a small cookie sheet and then stick it up against the wall where you have that antenna going now. And you're going to see an enormous difference. I would suggest like a Nagoya 72. Those are only like $24. Not bad. But there are other ones that are different brands on Amazon that get as low as, you know, $14. But I would definitely think about getting something like that soon. And I mean, I'm not knocking your wire job. That was pretty intuitive. That was pretty ingenious there. And it's definitely working. I'm just worried about the radio itself. Yeah, KFATLX.
Okay, gotcha there. I took the, while I was receiving, I took a look at my antenna. It looks like I'm just making sure the wire's not melting or anything like that, which it's not, or I'm feeling it too. It's not hot at all, which is good, which is a good thing. But like you said, yeah, I'll probably definitely buy a 710 and not use this one-eyed bait out of trash, basically. But yeah, I mean, is it possible, like, it can affect the radio, even if the radio's not getting hot? Like, can it affect it in any other way at all besides it just getting warm? Like, can it reduce the range after use or something like that?
Well, unfortunately with SWR issues, like I said, a lot of times it's going to get warm, but there are times where it won't get warm, and unfortunately the only other sign with an SWR issue is one is working and the next minute it's not because the final went poof.
Well, when I speak, does it sound like there's any going in and out noises? Like, is my voice, or is this static, like, going in and out, or, like, bacon popping or something like that? Just want to make sure my connection is strong, because I figured, you know, if my connection is not strong, and it's a little loose, or it's wiggling a little bit, I figured you might hear, like, bacon popping or something like that, because then the wire would be, like, on the antenna, and then it'd be, like, off the antenna sometimes if it wasn't connected strong. This is KFA F2H. Back to you.
Like I said, you've got a decent signal right now. There's a little bit of bacon fry in the background. And it's, you know, your audio varies here and there. You can tell you're not on a proper, strong, good antenna. But it's working. My only other suggestions is if you think you have issues with how it's connecting, you know, where you did your little, what do you call, where you fused it in there, is if you have a soldering iron, maybe solder those two together so it's got a good, strong connection there, and then where it goes up to your gutter there, you can find or make do with some kind of metal alligator clip, or, you know, even if you find like an old chip clip or something that's made out of metal, that bear into, and you can get a better connection that way too.
Well, the wire that's going from my antenna that's on the balcony, that's soldered to the spring, so that's not going on anywhere. I know that's a strong connection. Outside where the other piece of the wire is, it is on the gutter, and I'm holding it on there. I have it through the hole, and I took it on there. It's not like a chip clip or anything like that, but it's kind of like a clip. It's basically a pair of pliers. It's basically a pair of pliers that I have locked on there. It locks on there, this kind of thing, and it holds it down, basically. I don't know what you call those pliers, but I just got them out of my school bus, but they're like Glock plays. They lock on there and they hold it down. I have one of those holding the wire onto the very end of the gutter with a hole in it. That's the...
Good old vice grip. Hey, yeah, you're definitely a ham. A lot of us have definitely started with tangled inventions just to be able to get out. you know, even with basically what you made is a long wire antenna, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's a good thing. It's, like you said, it was very inventive, but like you said, unfortunately, they're tuned by length, so whether the radio likes it or whether the radio doesn't like it, so far it seems like it's okay, it's liking it, so you might not have anything to worry about. It just wouldn't be something that I would use on a permanent basis if you have the opportunity, like you said, to get a small magnet mount and just stick that out in the gutter. You have probably much better results too. But anyways, I gotta jump out of here and take care of a couple of things. I just wanted to let you know that. And, good luck on your ventures. You're doing a great job so far. And we'll talk to you soon. KSH, BLX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, thanks for talking to me. I'm gonna go try some different repeaters and do some more experiments with homemade antenna I made, maybe try and get into some different repeaters and all that. But yeah, other than that, thanks for talking to me. This is KSA, XAH, 73.
KF8FJH. KF8FJH from KF8DBZ.
I'm here.
KELX.
W8CMN. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KSEV Mobile East LS and monitoring.
Hey, who has got monitoring?
Station Cullen, go ahead again, KESEV, go ahead.
Well, you said, what did you call KESEV?
Kilo Echo Sierra Echo Victor. Roger.
Kilo Echo. Kilo Echo. Kilo Echo 8.
That's affirmative. K-E-8-S-E-V.
Roger, roger. Okay. S-E-V. S-E-V. Okay. So where are you located? Mount Plymouth, somewhere up that way?
Well, you're coming in and out of this, but, yeah, I'm up here in East Ottawa, sitting on the big lake here on, watching the squalls, come across the lake, Roger.
Okay, okay. Very good, very good. So it's just starting to snow. Where you at now, huh?
Well, it's settled down for the moment. Oh, yeah, we had 30, 40 mile an hour winds, and snow was just a whooping across the lake. I was watching the ice fishermen over there by the Tomas Point there. And, it's like everything's stopped now.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I haven't been outside. I'm in northwest Detroit, so I don't think we got that much wind over here. So I'm more inland compared to where you're at there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, we way up north, 300 plus miles, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you think we're that far apart, 3 miles?
Well, I don't know what part of Detroit you're in. I don't see cats down there in, Westland area. That's, part near 200 miles from where I'm at.
Well, I'm a little bit closer to Westland. Westland is about 5 miles away. Let's see, maybe Lord, about 3-5 miles, yeah, something like that. So, okay. You say you now?
Yeah, I'm thinking downtown Detroit. I don't know downtown Detroit, but I think that's what I was thinking. I don't know. Everything changes. The earth's moving. It might have moved. I don't know. Every day it does. I'm up here in Tawas Bay on the east side of the Mitten in East Tawas. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, you are up there. I thought you was in Mount Plymouth. You said Tawas Bay, Michigan?
Roger, copy. Tango Alpha Whiskey Sierra Alpha Sierra Bay. Yeah, it's about 193 miles down to the old in-laws' house, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Alexa, how far is Tawas Bay from Dearborn, Michigan?
I'm sorry, I can't look up real-time travel distances yet. Can I help with something else?
Oh, brother. I guess that ain't gonna work.
Yeah, she was helpful, wasn't she? Yeah, it's about 185 to 190 miles. 2.5 hours from where I'm at, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Okay. Yeah, 'cause I'm right by Dearborn. Dearborn. That's what I was trying to pinpoint. The closest outer city for me, you know, that would be Redford. I could walk to Redford, and Dearborn is not that far too. So, yeah, pretty interesting. I guess my beam working pretty good. I got a 16 element. Beam, a quad, that's 8 ohm
8-on-2-shift and 8-on-440. It's a dual band beam there, and it works pretty good. It cost me a pretty bit there, and I got it about 40 feet in the air off of my house. I live in a bungalow with the chimney pretty tall. Got it sitting on the chimney there. So, yeah, I love it. I turn this beam and get into all kinds of places here, Roger.
Yeah, let's have that, KEA-SCZ for ID. What repeater are you getting into? Because there's a couple of them linked together, so I'm thinking that one might be a repeating to this one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot this. They got a linked up system on these repeaters here. Well, I'm going through Mount Clemens, I believe. It's on 147-200.
Alrighty then, yeah. That's, copy that. I'm on 145-310, Roger.
You said 145-310?
You can't have to this. 145-310, yeah, that's, they must be linked together. 145-310, that's Guilford and just off the Bay City, Kettle.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be able to even with this team. I wouldn't be able to work that unless the banner was open there. What PL is they using for that machine?
Oh, I don't have it right off the bat. I'd have to look it up. If you give me a moment, I can tell you.
All I got is time.
That PL tone is 131-8, Roger.
Yeah, well, most of the PL down here on 2 meters would be on 100 hertz, and on 440 would be 107.2, so, okay. Yeah, well, that answers my question. I'm thinking we're going through the same machine, and no, you're going through a LinkedIn, we're both going through a LinkedIn system, so, okay.
Yeah, right of that. I got you like 5x9 up here in Calos. Yeah, it's, you're everything you can say. Sounds great.
Well, are you up there near the thumb?
I am opposite the thumb. I'm not in the thumb, but I'm up, right across almost the tip of the thumb on the sunrise side there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. I never been up that far up north there. Born and raised in Detroit, but never been well that far east. Well, let's see. I've been to. Do you know where? Let me see. Do you know where? Port Satellite, Michigan.
Yeah, Roger. Copy. I know where that's at. That's way down there. Way down there in the bottom of the thumb. Yeah, we way up towards the tip of the thumb. Almost, I can see the thumb all the way across Lake Huron with my binoculars. Roger.
Oh, man. Hey, no one. You know, I thought you was, I had no idea you was that far north. I think you're in Mount Clemens. I said, oh, that ain't that far. When you say 190 miles and all that, I'm thinking you're Mount Clemens. I said, well, you know, just wanted to, you know, up there, that ain't that far, but yeah, I got it now. Wow. Okay. Hey, these link systems work pretty good there, huh?
Yeah, copy that, copy that. Yeah, the whole west side of Michigan, they have that, it's all linked up and down the west side of the, well, I would call it the sunset side, but we have we be on the Sunrise High, so yeah, it's I've actually talked to people in Canada right across the lake, and actually I've talked to people in the Thumb when the repeater is on. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, what bars in Canada can you get to? Can you? I'm just kind of curious. What part of Canada?
Well, sometimes I can pick up the weather bands over there, and it's all in French. And I talked to a couple guys in Ontario.
Oh, I know you probably talked to some people in Ontario. I can just talk to Ontario. But down here in Detroit, I get into Windsor, Ontario, which is right across the Detroit River. But do you know any cities in Ontario? Lanya, or maybe, Thunder Bay, any of those places?
No, not so much. Yeah, it's, unless there's some conditions going on, yeah, it doesn't really come in this way. It usually goes northeast.
W8CMN, repeat.
Okay. And while I'm thinking about it, what kind of equipment are you using?
Right now I'm on a Yaesu 2980 mobile with a 24-inch Larsen UHF-VHF antenna.
Are you in the mobile or are you on base?
We're mobile. Go ahead.
Okay. Is that a fusion radio? I know it's Yaesu. Is it digital or is it just strictly analog?
Well, the 2980 is strictly analog, so yeah, there you have that.
W8CMN.
Oh, brother, I was hoping you'd say digital. We could try to work each other digital on fusion there. Oh, well, that's what it is, yeah. Well, all right. I'm not going to tie this machine up, but it's nice talking to you there. And, I'm going to get on this, my equipment machine quite often. It's Link. I did know it was Link. I just forgot. I'm thinking I'm talking to you and my Clemens. But I know Flint will be coming in there and some of these other little cities around up north there. So, all right. You have a good day, and I guess I'm going to get out of here and get ready for this year football game. Take care. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
Roger that. This is KUNSTV. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
W8CMS.
Roger. Bye-bye.
You guys know, I'm over in Danielle's district. You're coming in clear here.
What part of Michigan you in?
St. Helens, up there by west between West Branch and Hope Lake.
Hope Lake? Oh, brother. I know somebody lives up that way.
Where about are you? This is KBATIU.
Yeah, I'm in Detroit.
That's a long way from here. It's about 150 miles or so.
Yeah, I know up there in Holden Lake. I think it's called NAZZF. Do you know Pat NAZZF up there?
Somebody, I didn't hear that.
I know it's gentlemen. The name Pat that lives up there in Holden Lake. N-A-Z-Z-F. Have you heard of him?
I may have. I don't really recall. I'm sure.
Okay.
You know, we got
Holden Lake. What is that other Holden there in the upper peninsula of Michigan? Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you are in the Mitten, right?
Yeah, well, I'm hitting on the Bay City repeater is what I'm hitting. But I'm between West Branch and Holden Lake, or Prudenville, as you know, from there was Prudenville. I'm about 3 miles west of Rose City, thereabouts, right in that area.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not all that familiar with the cities up north. Born and raised in Detroit, in Michigan, but I have been up the north as far as, let's see, I've been to Midland, Michigan one time, and I've been to, I went a little farther than Midland, Michigan one time. I went to, what is that other, Gaylord, Michigan? How far from Midland or Gaylord?
Gaylord is about an hour, about 65 miles in that area from where I'm at.
Roger. Well, all right. Yep. Maybe one of these days get up there. I like to get up there and see Big Mac. I've never seen that big bridge up there. The Big Mac, yeah, I'd like to be able to cross over there and up a little, so maybe one of these days. Well, all right, I'm not going to tap the system. You take care, sir, and we'll talk with you later. This is November 8th with
you,
Juliet Lima.
You guys have a good night, and take care. KBHDRU.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is KSA, FJA, 54, click 2XO, over. This is KSA, FJA, 54, radio check, over.
Coming in, SJH, but your audio is weak and a lot of background noise. Tough to hear. KF8KYL.
Okay, got you there. How's the antenna working still, the antenna that I made?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite copy that one. Didn't quite hear what you were saying on that one. I heard how's something, but not hearing the rest of it.
I'm using the antenna that I built that I hooked up to that my gutter outside with the wire connected to the south thing. Whenever the home antenna, I think we were talking earlier. Back to you.
All right, well, that came in a little bit better. I heard you were using an antenna that you hooked to something outside. I don't think I recall talking to you, anybody of this nature earlier, but, maybe it's possible. But the last transmission was a little bit better. KF8AYL.
Oh, okay. You have a different call sign. I think it was that one was DCD. KF8DCD. That was he was hiked out who I was talking to earlier. KF8, back to you.
All right, well, copy that at SJH. There's just a lot of background noise, and your voice is, the audio is really weak, but it's there, but could be improved if I had to give an opinion. KF8AYL.
Yeah, I know my audio sucks. I wonder if it's the microphone on here sometimes, or I'm not really sure, like, how it gets weak, you know what I mean? I'm not really sure what makes it weak, or my signal, or... Because it doesn't do any static, but I get what you mean by when the audio gets low, because it happened to me before, too. Back to you.
Well, I'm no expert, but all I can say is what I hear, so... The audio is just a little bit weak, and well, not just a little bit. It's pretty weak, and a lot of background noise accompanying it. So that's what I hear, and that's all I can report. KF8AYL.
Okay, does this sound better?
That's a little bit better. Not much, but a little bit.
I think it's them just, you know, not talking close enough to the microphone. That could be the problem.
Well, that one was a lot better. There's still a lot of background noise, but the audio was a lot better. Your voice was a lot better.
Okay, that's good. Something I'm probably, if you can hear me, something I'm thinking about doing was get one of those magnetic mount antennas off of Amazon that I can hook up to my radio. That way I won't have any high SWR, because the other ham I was talking to earlier said the antenna that I made could have high SWR, so he can do just the just watch the radio and make sure that it's too hot or anything like that. KF8, SJ8, SD.
Well, that transmission was going kind of in and out, but I heard you. But yeah, keep working on it. It'll get there. You'll get there eventually. KF8, AYO.
I think I might try moving my antenna around a little bit. Like, take it around, maybe. If I move it around a little bit, maybe it might help.
Well, some experimentation is always good. But keep working at it. And we'll be on standby, KF8 AYO.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.